Opinions expressed by talk show hosts or callers on KWRO AM 630 do not necessarily represent or express the opinions of the staff and management of KWRO AM 630 or Bicoastal Media LLC, its sponsors and subsidiaries. And now, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting live from the palatial Bicoastal Media Studios high atop the Hall Building in beautiful downtown Coos Bay, it's the Jim Bice Show. Here he is, Jim Bice, the guy everyone hates to love.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Jim Bice Show. This is a place where the sun shines every day, or at least every Monday. And this is also the place you turn on your radio dial when you want to find out what's really going on in the world, the stuff you don't find out from the lamestream media or from the lying politicians. We got a great show for you today. It's going to be pretty informational, I think, but I would love to hear your views on a lot of this subject matter. You can give me a call here at 541-267-2124. If you're outside the immediate calling area, you can call me toll-free at 800-507-5569. And I do want to remind everybody, you can listen to me streaming live on the internet. You can go to www.kwro.com and stream me from there. Or you can go to my website, www.coosnews.com, and just click on the live streaming button right there on the homepage, and you can hear me right over your computer. I think probably the biggest subject in the country right now, and the thing that's on everybody's minds, is the economy. You know, let's face it, all the things that Washington says they're doing for us, they're actually doing to us. We got high unemployment. The economy is not taking off. Our gross domestic product, GDP, is down, a whopping 1.8% growth last year. Everywhere you look, things are bad. People are hurting. We've got inflation going on. Now, the government says we don't, but when the government computes their numbers for inflation, they do not include the cost of food or the cost of fuel. So if you take those two elements out of overall cost, yeah, we don't have any inflation. But when you add them in, you find out that we've got a considerable amount of inflation, almost 8%.
Well, you don't want to put that in there because then it would be obvious that the cost of food and the cost of fuel are skyrocketing.
Oh, as if nobody's figured that out yet. Anybody that puts gas in their vehicle or buys home heating oil or buys natural gas or buys food, not everybody buys food. Don't forget, we've got the free school lunch program and all the other giveaway programs. Some people don't buy it. The rest of us get to buy it for them.
Well, I do have to admit, though, diesel, I paid less than $4 a gallon for diesel just the other day when I made a run up to Albany. Actually, it was Thursday of last week, and it was $3.94 a gallon.
Oh, what a bargain.
And it was, compared to $4.26, it is a bargain.
Yeah, I know. But
although I missed the days when it was only like 89 cents.
Oh, well, don't we all? But, you know, the thing is, the prices are up. And the government's trying to hide it like they think we're that stupid. And maybe some of us are. You know, there are still people out there that support Obama and vote Democrat. I don't understand why. You know, last year, the Democrats had control of both houses of the Congress by large majorities. And they had their guy as a president, too. They had complete control of the federal government. And they didn't pass a budget. And you know, that's probably Congress's most basic responsibility is to pass a budget to run the United States government. But they had total control of the feds and they didn't pass a budget. This year, the House has passed a budget. You probably haven't heard too much of that from the lamestream media, but they did. But the Senate, which is still controlled by the Democrats, has refused to pass a budget. It's been over 2 years since a Senate, controlled all that time by the Democrats, has passed a budget. last Wednesday, Chucky Schumer and Dick Turbin had a press conference, and they were acting like two little, fourth grade students sitting in the back of an out-of-control classroom making snide remarks and throwing spitballs. And they said that the budget problem was because Republicans wanted to sabotage the economy. Now, this coming from a party that for 2 years has refused to pass a budget. Now, of course, the lamestream media did do stories on what Durbin and Schumer said because it attacked Republicans. But why no budget from the Democrats? It's a good question, and I've cast around and cast around, and I think I finally figured it out. They don't want to deal with the fact that the bill for their welfare state has finally come due. Instead, they just want to party on as the innkeeper's coming out from behind the bar with the bill. They're grabbing their beers and running for the restrooms, leaving everybody else to pay. And you know who that everybody else is? It's you. We have a $14.38 trillion debt in this country. The spending just this year alone, is $1.8 trillion more than the government's taking in. We've got this bunch of crooks back in Washington, D.C. playing politics, playing political one-upmanship, while the country suffers, while the folks suffer. The people that own this country, the ones that pay the bills, the ones that live their lives and try to live them well, are taking it in the shorts, while this elitist ruling class, bunch of crud in the nation's capital, plays political games. Now, back in February, you probably don't remember it, your president, Barack Hussein O apostrophe bummer, he's Irish, you know, released what is arguably one of the most irresponsible documents ever seriously presented to the public by a president of the United States. It was a budget with so little discipline in it that even the Democrats were running from it. And on May 26th, the Senate, remember it's controlled by Democrats, the U.S. Senate voted 97-0 not to even consider the president's budget. This is the president that's working so hard to overcome all of the economic problems in the country. He's working so hard on the golf course and so hard sending his family on vacations at taxpayer expense. He's working so hard to make life better for you and me, and he submitted a budget that was such a piece of crap that nobody, including Democrats, would vote for it.
Well, he was also busy killing Osama bin Laden.
Well,
that was a busy task.
That just took so much of his time. I know, you know. He worked diligently for years to be able to kill bin Laden. I know that. 3 years of Obama spending has increased the net debt of the country by 88%. He's almost doubled the country's debt. And what do we have to show for it? 9.1% unemployment, almost 8% inflation. People can't get loans. Businesses can't get loans. But the unions are doing well. The unions are doing great. The deficit for this fiscal year alone is projected 11% of GDP. It's a ruinous level. The Democrats and President O apostrophe bummer are spending the country out of house and home. And all they can do when confronted with a problem is elbow each other in ribs and throw spitballs. Where are we going with this, folks? How long are we going to tolerate this nonsense? We do need to take a short break here for the cause. During this break, I want to give something away. I know the only reason a lot of you tune in is because we give away freebies. So what I have is I have
a freebie.
It's a freebie for an ice cream cone at the shop.
Freebie.
The shop is located. Daryl, this is my sound effects man, folks. The shop's located down on Highway 101 in Coos Bay. It's where the old Quiznos used to be. They got greeting cards, they got specialty gifts, and they got ice cream cones. Excellent ice cream cones. Real honest-to-God ice cream, not this pre-mixed crap.
Yum.
Oh, it is yummy. Anyway, the third caller at 541-267-2124 gets a certificate for a free ice cream cone. And you know, today it's kind of warm and muggy, and we're almost into summer, hopefully. And doesn't a good ice cream cone sound good? So the third caller, 541-267-2124, gets a certificate for an ice cream cone from the shop. So dial right now. I'll be right back.
Do your vehicle's brakes have you reaching for your ears? How about that? Sound familiar? But where do you get? Or those squealing brakes? Instead of, get on in to Tom and Giggs Auto Body, Muffler, and Brakes in Empire. Tom and Giggs has over 35 years of service knowledge and expertise. They're your complete brake and exhaust specialists. Now featuring spray-on bedliners by Permatech, guaranteed not to fade. Tom and Giggs Auto Body, Muffler, and Brakes on Schoenemann across from 7-Eleven in Empire.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop across from Kumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
Man-made global warming is going to raise sea levels 23 feet, change weather patterns, cause widespread droughts, and eventually kill us all. It must be true. Our president, our politicians, the environmental watchdogs, and government-funded scientists wouldn't lie to us, would they? According to our own Environmental Protection Agency, the greenhouse gas, carbon dioxide, CO2, is the biggest culprit. But what can we really do? Here at the Jim Bice Show, we're very concerned about this issue and the continued existence of all mankind. Our research has shown that a major source of CO2 emissions is human respiration. Therefore, we have formulated a solution that will possibly save mankind from itself. We suggest that all those who are concerned about this very real problem place a plastic bag over their head and tie it snugly at the neck. This will prevent the CO2 that they are exhaling from entering the atmosphere. We have also determined that huge amounts of CO2 mixed with hot air are emanating from Washington, D.C. and most state capitals. In the effort to save our planet, we must stop these harmful emissions. That's why we've founded the Politicians Emissions Prevention Program, or PEP. Now you can join the PEP program and help save the world. Every time you see a politician, environmentalist, or government-funded scientist breathing, just rush up to him or her and slip a plastic bag over their head. If we all participate, before you know it, we'll have reduced the spewing of the deadly CO2 into our atmosphere, and we'll have saved our planet for future generations.
These actions are only for trained professionals. Do not try this at home.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. Daryl's still going nuts over here, uttering freebie.
Freebie.
You sound like a frog.
Well, there are occasions.
Ribbit. We just ran our announcement, you know, for the global warming thing, and it kind of brings to mind, you know, part of a good deal of the problem we have with the economy in this country is due to radical environmentalists. And of course, we've got a radical enviro wacko in the White House. His name is Barack Hussein O'Bummer, since he's Irish. He wants to convert the country to all green weenie energy, which means energy costs go up. They go up tremendously. And there's all this other enviro-wackoism going on. You know, Anytime anybody tries to do anything, the Green Weenies show up in force and try to stop it. Some of our most productive oil fields, the ones that we still have left in this country, located in Texas, are in danger of being shut down now because the Green Weenies have discovered some sort of lizard that they think should be endangered. It's questionable whether or not it really is, but they think it should be so we can quit pumping oil out of the ground in Texas out of some of our most productive fields. You know, no other group has done as much to keep America dependent on foreign oil as the EnviroWackos have. After leading successful campaigns against nuclear power and domestic drilling, the Green Weenie Movement may lecture on oil wars. Remember, Bush went to the Mideast because of oil? But in reality, it's the Green Weenies that are responsible for this. And the math's real simple. Resource shortages are a major cause of conflict. Always have been. That's why wars are fought, basically. And EnviroWackos have dedicated themselves to creating resource shortages in prosperous nations. Their campaigns against nuclear, domestic oil, and coal production have been big on self-righteousness and short on consequences. And the consequences are that their scaremongering has not only cost millions of American jobs, it's forced us to keep sending money to Muslim oil states, you know, like Saudi Arabia, et cetera, who in turn use that money for domestic repression and international terrorism. Don't forget that most of the whack jobs that caused 9/11 and crashed into the World Trade Center were Saudi Arabian citizens, more than likely financed with your money. Now, these EnviroWackos have done the same thing in Europe and Asia, turning formerly, let's say, not-so-hot communist powers, Russia and China, into energy and manufacturing superpowers by making it more expensive and, in some cases, virtually impossible to conduct manufacturing and energy production at home. They exported Western industries to the East and enabled the transformation of struggling tyrannies into international superpowers. How many American companies have located to China? Go over to Wally World. Where is most of their products made? You know, China's domestic repression is made possible by its economic boom, a boom created when American companies found it cheaper to do business in a country where they weren't under any siege by college grads with a specialty in pretending to be Rachel Carson or Aaron Brockovich. You know who they were. Rachel Carson's the one that stopped all the use of DDT, thereby killing millions of people in the world. You know, they were both frauds, but they were turned, and they've been proven to be frauds, but they were turned into legends thanks to the myth-making abilities of the left-wing lamestream media. The legacy of Tiananmen Square, remember that? The guy standing in front of the tank in Tiananmen Square? Would almost certainly have been reform or revolution if not for limited prosperity created through outsourced industries and cheap manufacturing. When the question arises, who killed the pro-democracy movement in China? It wasn't the tanks, but their enablers, the liberals, whose regulation and exploitation had made America into an uncomfortable place to do business. And we're seeing it continue even today. Those companies that went elsewhere and the money they brought with them propped up the Chinese Communist Party. And the industries of the Chinese boom created such intense pollution that it's worse than the worst nightmares of the EnviroWackos. Pollution that they can and should take credit for because they were the ones that made it happen. But you don't see them demonstrating in China, do you? or the other third world countries. There's good reason for that. They'd be shot. Maybe they should be shot here for what they've done to the people of this country. You know, while the liberals snivel and whine about the mean, nasty, greedy corporations taking their businesses to China and other places, it was the Democrat liberals in conjunction with the Enviro wackos that drove them out.